Grab your broomsticks and summon your coven. The Witch's Walk returns on Friday, October 24th in support of Kingston Interval House. Witch's Walks take place in cities across Ontario, encouraging witches to don their best pointy hats and show up for local causes. The Kingston Coven took flight in 2023, and they've been perfecting their craft ever since. Founder of the Kingston chapter and beloved local drag performer, Tiffany Morgan, sat down with CFRC to share what the Witch's Walk is all about, where the magic began, and how the spooky season seance has grown over the past 3 years. For people who have not heard of it before, I was wondering if you could just describe what the Witch's Walk is all about.
Well, the Witch's Walk, which is, there are Witch's Walks across North America, but the Kingston Witch's Walk, so it's a time to get, you know, done up, dressed up in your finest witchy attire, gather around, and we do also do a little dancing as well, and, you know, just raising spirits and funds for a local women's charity. And of course, it's not a religious gathering, although anyone of any religious faith can join us as well. We have a lot of people of the Wiccan faith who join us as well, but anyone who's even non-religious and stuff. But yeah, it's just an opportunity to gather around, just, you know, be in the moment of dressing up in your best kind of witchy attire and raising some funds.
Awesome. And how did it all start? I was wondering if you could kind of paint the picture of that first walk.
Well, yeah, that first walk. I was really nervous. People are reminding me of that first year because I had the idea to try to host our own Kingston Witches Walk here in town. And I put out a Facebook event, and I think we had like 1,000 people say that they were interested. And I was like, wait, what? Am I going to have 1,000 people show up? and I got together a little organizing group with the Supreme Witches, as we call ourselves. And yeah, it was a really well attended event, and we raised some really great money for a local women's charity. There was a lot of stress because we're like, this is our first event. What did we have to do? You know, did we have to do you know, any kind of like, you know, bookings of venues or anything like that? No, you can just get together and go for a walk. That's quite okay. And yeah, there was quite a few people who showed up. Definitely over 100 people showed up. We had little witches too. People were like, oh, we're gonna have it's a birthday party. Can all these little girls come dressed up? And I'm like, yes, of course they can come. And they enjoyed the walk too. And yeah.
Yeah. And when was the first one?
This is our third year, so it was only 3 years ago. Awesome. Which is hard to believe.
Yeah, and this year you had like the market and all these other events kind of leading up to it. I was wondering if you could speak to how it's kind of grown over these 3 years.
It has grown over these 3 years. So yeah, once we got comfortable doing the actual event itself, we're like, hey, you know what? I feel like we're already, this is going to be our third year. We're like, we're old hats at this point. So we're like, let's try to add some more complexity to it. So we're like, you know, it'd be nice to do a witch market as well, part of our fundraising efforts. And when I say witch market, because people are like, what are you talking about, a witch market? I'm like, anything witchy that you find at a market, that's, you know, if it's crystals, candles, books, jewelry, whatever. You can find that at a witch market. So we decided that we'll add that to our little repertoire of fundraising. And we hosted it. Of course, the Broom Factory were knocking on our doors when they heard that we were trying to organize a witch market, because they're like, we want a witch market here at the Broom Factory. And that's exactly what we did. So we hosted a witch market at the Broom Factory on Thanksgiving weekend, on the Saturday. And all I can say is that we're going to have to do it again, because it was huge. It was huge. We had vendors who were saying this was their second largest event. And when they said that their first largest event was Queen's University Move-In, you know that it was a really big event.
At the root of the walk is its cause, supporting Kingston Interval House, a local agency that provides 24-hour safe emergency shelter, community-based counseling services, and second-stage housing to women, youth, and children who've experienced violence. Kingston Interval House has been serving the community for 50 years. And alongside all the fun, I was wondering if you could just speak to the importance of supporting Kingston Interval House and, you know, having a cause tied to this event.
That was always from day one. That was always from day one that I'm like, if we're going to have a witch's walk, we need to support a women's charity, you know, because as we all probably know in our history books, that the witches were the women who were supporting other women, and they were the midwives, they were the local apothecaries and whatnot, and of course they were also the first ones stuck to the stake, sort of thing. So you know, it supporting women supporting women, really, you know, is the importance. And Interval House is a it's not all 100% women's charity. It's for, you know, women with kids as well too, fleeing domestic abuse. But also, yeah, it's just I feel like it's a really good tie, and it's really great that Interval House they were able to also be part of the market, and they'll be part of the walk too. There will be a table, and they will be accepting donations as well, so physical donations, so like toiletries, combs, elastic band, like a whole lot of things that they need to help support the people that they're supporting as well. So feel free to, you know, if you want to know what kind of things that they need, you can visit our website, KingstonWitchesWalk.ca, and we have a listing of things that they need.
This year, Kingston attendees can expect to be enchanted with spells, a bewitching dance demo from Napanee's Cauldron Sisters, and a moonlit stroll through downtown. Tiffany shared what's in store for this year's event.
I'm looking forward to this Friday, October 24th. We're going to do the Witch's Walk. We're going to be gathering at 5 o'clock at Skeleton Park. We'll do some games. We'll have a little opening spell, and then we'll go for our little walk into downtown Kingston, you know, scaring all the muggles. That's the fun thing, too, is like when you're walking down Princess Street in a gathering of, and on the sidewalks. It's not a parade. This is an actual walk on the sidewalks and stuff. It's people walk out and they're like, what's going on? Like all these pointy hats all over the place, all these brooms. And the Cauldron Sisters are friends from Napanee. They do the dance quite often as well. It's going to be lots of fun. I hope people can come out.
With no shortage of haunted history and a natural Halloween flair, it's no surprise the Kingston chapter has cast such a strong spell on the community.
You know, I think Kingston's got you know, a little bit of that kind of Halloween aesthetic. It's funny because most of the Supreme Witches, 3 out of 4 of us, are October babies.
Me too.
There's something about it. Yeah, exactly. You know, a town where the Haunted Walk of Kingston has been going on for like decades, and still going on strong. We have Fort Fry. We have all these lovely little kind of spooky, kind of like, you know, eerie sort of kind of events and stuff. And I feel like Kingston's got that kind of spooky vibes, you know.
Though the tradition is still young in Kingston, the first 2 years have already been memorable ones.
I think the moments was, you know, the first year we gathered at the end of the walk for a group photo, and that is just the huge group of people who were there doing the group photo. Because you know, I'm as an event coordinator, I'm sure you know that you're like, oh, sometimes things don't really pan out, and then, you know, this first walk, it was like such a huge success. So just thinking about that, and then also the market, I honestly didn't know if people would show up or not, and they came in droves. We opened at 9, we already had 5 people at the door at 9 o'clock, and and it didn't stop till then. So yeah, lots of great memories with that, and with all my Supreme Witches too, as organizers. So, and I'm really looking forward to the future. We have great plans for the future.
And Tiffany and the Supremes hope the coven will only continue to grow in the years to come.
Well, I'm hoping we build this witch community. Like, I'm hoping that we can become this huge destination for people, you know, just loving to get up, get together, dress up and whatnot, and raise some funds, you know.
For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.